Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
We throwing it all the way back, ain't
we?
We
grooving.
Okay, Teddy Riley and them, man.
Just because y'all don't hear the music, y'all know what time it is. It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock.
On a Friday.
Yes.
And that means what the business is.
What the business is.
So if you have a business of any sort, black-owned business or whatever type of business you may have, call us up right now. Bailey, what's that number?
833-212-1017. That's 833-212-1017. We want to get you on, shout out your business, and, you know, keep it popping for this Friday morning. So make sure you hit us up right now, 833-212-1017. That is our True Talk text line, but also it's time for What the Business Is. We ready?
I think we got somebody on the call.
Xavier, we got somebody? All right, let's get it. All right. It is Sam. Good morning. What the Business Is?
Good morning, Bailey. And you guys, what the business is that on May 30th, it will be the 14th annual Heal the Hood Milwaukee.
Nice.
Shout out to my brother, Ajimu Butler, Team Teal 365 Inc. We are one of the sponsors this year. Really, really proud of Ajimu and everything he's doing. Please make sure that you tap in. We will be on Atkinson this year for the 14th annual Heal the Hood. Rest in peace to Keon, because Ajimu will be playing a tribute to him. So thank you to your listeners, and you guys have a blessed day. The business.
The 14th
annual Heal the Hood Milwaukee.
All right. Very good. Very good. Shout out to Team Teal.
Yeah.
I love them. They do great work here.
Shout out to Ajimu and them, too.
That's
what it is.
Absolutely. Up next, Tasha. Tasha, good morning. What the business is?
Good morning. What the business is Tasha Sparkling Hands. I welcome you all to try male or female friendly. Check us out on Facebook, social media, all platforms at Tasha Sparkling Hands.
Oh.
I offer all 100% organic products.
Love it. Love it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tasha.
Thank you. Thank you.
Up next, Patrice. Patrice, good morning. What the business is?
Good morning. It's your girl, just Patrice. Calm Wellness Services officially in the building.
Yes.
I am your friendly neighborhood massage therapist.
She sure
reminding
is.
You that massage is not just a luxury. It is a part of the lifestyle. Hey, Bailey.
Hey,
what's
girl.
Going on, Bailey?
Oh, my gosh. Y'all
what's going on,
to,
Patrice?
Have you been to see Patrice?
Listen, I was just texting with her the other day.
Listen.
And I was like, I need to go because my neck.
Yes, sir.
Was, the way my neck is set up right now, it is hurting.
Let me tell you.
I got I had this crook in my neck for the longest time, and it is
don't
still
do
there.
It.
See, she going to get you straightened out.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm
gonna
saying.
I'm going to get you straightened out.
Yes. She got me she
I'm
got me
get you
right.
Straight
now. Now, y'all tried to get me back into the clump, you know, the constriction.
<Mm-mm>.
Y'all had tried. But she got me out.
She got you out
and
of
I
it.
I refuse to let y'all put me. I'm going to have to go back in and do it again just to make sure.
I love it.
We're going to have to put
it
on a regular schedule because y'all know y'all will try a sister, right?
Mm-hmm.
I was telling her about that. I said, Homer and Dave, girl, you just don't know. You do not know.
Yes, I do.
So, y'all, if you're listening right now, what is your phone number, Patrice? How can they contact you?
My phone number is 414-909-2488, or you can visit the website for welcome.com. That's welcome, like, you know, you're welcome, welkalm.com. I just wanted to remind you all that our Calm Night series is beginning June 6th. And, you know, we talk about wellness in all manners, not just massage, but sometimes you need music to calm the savage beast of life. And this series is just going to do that. Go to welcome.com/events and check out that lineup. It's crazy. It's personalized. It's intimate. And it's going down.
There we go. Thank you very much. Ooh, all
thank
right.
you, guys. I appreciate you.
All right. We appreciate you, too. Believe you me. Antoine. What the business is. Antoine, you there? Okay, did Antoine leave?
I don't know. He's not.
I can't believe it, Antoine left.
Well, we can say it for him. PWD computers.
Yeah, exactly.
He gonna get your computer straight.
Yes, he is.
You over there on Valit?
Did you
on like 37th and Valit?
It was you or Homer that had to take your computer over
Homer
there.
Homer did. Yeah.
Okay. So make sure you go and check out my guy Antoine over there. And if you have a business or an event coming up and you need to shout it out, now's the time to hit us up. 833-212-1017. That's 833-212-1017. Dave, you got some businesses over there?
As always, you know, shout out to those over at the Five Points Art Gallery.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to my man John Dye.
Uh-huh.
Shout out to everybody that, you know, I would say Patrice, but she already called in.
Yeah.
Shout out to the woman that makes, the sister that makes the grief coloring books. These are all products I've used,
right,
and places I've shopped.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just saying, y'all make sure y'all support black business.
Yes, absolutely.
As much as you can, especially in today's time.
Mm-hmm.
And look at what we were just talking about earlier, right?
With
Trump and the way they're doing stuff.
Yeah.
They are suffering as well. So y'all just make sure y'all support black business.
And we have to support black business. And we have to, you know, if we're black, maybe this is a great opportunity, a great time. There's never actually been a better time to kind of start your own business, whether you do it online,
mm-hmm,
you know, because one of the things is, you know, it's kind of a great time to do that.
Because everybody...
Using your social media.
Right. Social media makes it a perfect time to do that. The advent of AI and what
yes,
you can use AI for.
Exactly.
And if you're using it properly and it can help your business grow.
I mean, I can't tell you...
Exponentially.
I can't tell you how many people have TikTok pages where they sell stuff or
mm-hmm,
and promote other things, make money promoting other products that people are making, and you get the commission off of it. Not only that, Facebook, you can do plenty of stuff.
Yeah,
you know, on Facebook, all those things. Well,
so,
making your own money. You
so
know what I mean?
So the idea of starting a business doesn't mean like brick and mortar spots like most of these people have, because
exactly,
they've been doing it for a while. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right.
So that doesn't mean that. It means you can start it in your house.
Exactly.
And you can have a little service while you're still
yep,
working a different job.
Exactly.
And then as that grows, you can hopefully quit the other job
yep,
and just do that full time. You
exactly,
know what I mean?
Exactly.
And I think we need more black people to do that, because I'm telling y'all, what's happening, what's coming up,
yeah,
ain't going to be nice for us. And so unless we have our communities insulated and we can be self-sufficient within
yeah,
our communities, as long as if we're dependent on everybody else to provide services for us.
Yes.
When they cut them services off, what are we going to do?
That's going to be the issue, right? All right. Going back to the Truth Talk text line with what the business is. It's Shantina. Good morning. What the business
is. Good morning. My business. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Okay, what's the business?
Hello. Yes, indeed. But our business is SG Global Network, and we are a network, travel business and lifestyle company for entrepreneurs. And right now we are working on a collaborative economics project. We've always worked with businesses and the community with making sure that they knew how to make a dollar out of 15 cents, as people say.
I know, that's
and
right.
And that's by truly collaborating.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How can they get in contact with you, Shantina?
Sure. www.sggngroup.com.
All right. Is there a web address?
That was the web address. Yes, but we do have a phone number.
Okay, there we go.
That is 262-955-2499.
All right. Thank you so much, Shantina Gladney.
Yes, thank you. Yes.
All right. Next up, Antoine. Antoine's back. He came back. We shouted you out, but you came back.
Hey, what's up? That's right. How y'all doing?
Good.
Antoine, PWD Computers.
Good morning, brother.
Good morning. Located at 3800 West Valit Street, located in Milwaukee, of course. Phone number is 414-445-5793. So if you need a computer upgrade, computer repairs, looking for a custom built computer, or just wanting to get upgraded to Windows 11, stop on in. We're open from Monday through Friday, 10:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. EWD Computers, we keep you connected.
All right. Thank you, Antoine. Up next, the legendary Doc B. Doc, how you doing this morning?
What's good? Are we on the air?
We are on the air.
Doc, what's happening with you, brother?
Hey, man. Hey, you ain't mentioned in a long time, man. Sagittarius, Wednesday, everything. You know how we do it, man. Somebody got to be in the mood.
Oh, my God.
What up, Gemini? Gemini, do or die. We're
going to start counting how many times you said on this call.
Okay.
It's since we have a new merger and a new agreement, I'm going to take my talents to WNOV on Monday, and we're going to go from 12 noon to 6 o'clock. We're going to be mixing.
That's what's
all day
up.
Over there.
That's
you're going to do 6 hours of mixing?
That's what's
six
up.
6 hours of Doug B. Barely know what it is. That's
yeah.
how we used to go with you.
Oh.
We used to do Memorial Day weekend.
We know how to do that.
Watch your grill.
Yeah, that's right.
It's just for Monday that you're 12 to 6.
We're going to see from there.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, congratulations.
Shout out.
Doc. Get it in, brother.
Shout out, DLC. Yeah, we know how you. Doc know how to do that. Doc know how to put that mix in right there.
I think I can do it.
You can make it happen.
Tonight, I'm going to go quick. So tonight, I got a... the Raven Bowl. We're going to do that over on 54th at Classic Lanes in Greenfield. Come on out to that. That's from 10 to 2. So me and 2-3 other DJs. So that's a Friday night. We're going to do that tonight. Just call in for more information. Saturday, I'm going to be at a different vibe at 5400 North Lovers Lane. Hey, Empire Room people.
There you go.
We were across the street in old Empire Room.
There you go.
We're right across the street. Be doing No Limit versus Cash Money. We're going to do a No Limit versus Cash Money part.
That's going to be
good. I got you.
All right then, Doc.
But,
you got one more?
And last but not least, okay. Doc B. I'm going to do my website, docbmke.com.
All right.
docbmke.com.
Thanks, Doc. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Okay, we got one more? We got one more. Okay, Nay, what the business is?
Hey, top of the morning. Happy Friday to y'all. How y'all doing today?
Very good.
Hey, that was good to hear Doc B on the ones and the twos. Big up to Doc B. Hey, but I wanted to give a quick shout out for Queens Palace Beauty and Wellness Studio. At Queens Palace Beauty and Wellness Studio, we offer a range of personalized beauty and wellness services designed to pamper and rejuvenate, from relaxing massages and facials to different body treatments, such as foot scrubs, providing a serene environment for self-care and relaxation. You guys can check me out at queenspalace@email.com. Again, that's queenspalace@email.com, or you can call or text me at 773 area code 466-4388. Again, that's area code 773-466-4388. It's a 773 area code, but this is Queens Palace of West Allen.
All right. Very good. Thank you so much. One last thing here.
Thank you, girl. Take care. Have a good weekend.
Yeah. The North Division High School class of 1976 will be celebrating their 50th class reunion. It's all happening August 21st through the 23rd right here in Milwaukee. And they're looking forward to a weekend filled with good music, great food, and new memories. Join them and reconnect, remember, and celebrate that Blue Devil Pride. For more information, you can give them a call at 845-304-8615 or hit them up on their email address at NorthDivisionHSClassOf76@gmail.com. And, of course, you can check them out on Facebook, North Division Class of 1976.
Hey.
Hey, now time to go to break. You're checking out Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
I like your little playlist you got there, Xavier.
Yeah, his playlist is pretty good. I'm gonna give you a little credit on that.
You're doing your thing.
You're checking out another edition of Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth. So there's an event. It's about to happen. And it is called Unwrapped MKE. And we have a special guest on from Unwrapped. Her name is Linda Sharp. Linda, good morning.
Good morning.
So for people that are unfamiliar with Unwrapped, can you tell us about it?
Sure. Unwrapped, this is our 10th anniversary. And it started, again, 10 years ago. And what it is a very unique event where we get top chefs in the area that create just very unique and awesome dishes using McDonald's ingredients. And with this being our 10th year, we have 10 top chefs from the Milwaukee area that will be participating.
Wow. Who are some of the chefs that are going to participate?
Yes. Yeah, so we have Chef Kyle Knall from Cassis. And his dish is Golden Arches Kasu Sando. We have Chef Dan Jacobs. He's doing a Le Beg Mac Tartare. We have Adam Pollock from Egg and Flour, and he's doing a summer truffle biscuit with black pepper sausage gravy.
Now that sounds
good. We have Smokin' Jack's Barbecue, Chef Jack Holt. Yeah, and he's doing, this sounds amazing too, smoked brisket Korean meatball with gochujang hash browns.
Wow.
Joey Gerard's a Bartolotta Supper Club. Chef Connor is doing a lobster martini salad.
That's let me ask you this.
St. Kate's.
Oh, you're still going. Okay, keep going.
We have St. Kate's, and they're doing a savory bread pudding with zesty breakfast sausage and sweet strawberry preserves. Saz's Chef Dustin is doing a Korean Big Mac French fry gnocchi with tomato bacon slaw. Simple Eats, Krista Hutton is doing a classic Big Mac vegetarian salad.
Okay.
We have Signature Sweets Bakery, Kimberly Adams is doing a French patisserie inspired apple pie elegance, which apparently she's going to make it it's going to look like an apple.
Oh.
So we just have some amazing chefs, and the uniqueness of this event is makes it, you know, so much fun and interesting and raises money for a great cause.
Let me ask you this real quick. How did it come about that you are taking the McDonald's foods and making them into repurposing them into some culinary artistic event? Who thought of that?
Well, it actually started in Dallas with the Ronald McDonald House there, and then it started in Dallas and then San Francisco. So the McDonald owner operators in Wisconsin had approached me and said, hey, would this be something that you'd want to participate in? And again, this was 10 years ago, and I said, absolutely. My first call was to the late Joe Bartolotta and asked him if he would want to participate. And his comment was, you want me to do what with what? And he said, I'm in. So here we are 10 years later, and again, raises great money for Sharp Literacy, our programming. So it's just really a good time. We have beverages. It's at Third Street Market Hall this year. Awesome co-chairs, Peggy Williams-Smith and Omar Shack and Mark Cass and Laura Ungabooth from Saz's. It's just going to be a really, really good time.
Wow.
Sounds like
So you mentioned the proceeds from Unwrapped will benefit Sharps. Can you tell us more about that?
Sure. Sharp Literacy has been around for actually 30 years, celebrating our 30th anniversary. And what we do is we partner with educators to foster a love of learning and brighten children's futures through our innovative, experiential, STEAM-based program. So we're in 48 schools this year and serving K-3 through 5th grade students and about 8,000 students. We're in MPS, Charter Choice, in Milwaukee, as well as school district of Waukesha. So we're all about, you know, getting kids to sparking that curiosity and love of learning. Kids are learning video game design. They're learning coding. It's just such a great program that we bring into the classrooms. And we're actually one of the, I believe, the only nonprofit that is really, per se, allowed in the classroom during the academic day because of the impact that we make on our students.
Wow, that's amazing. So how can listeners purchase tickets to this event?
Sure, sharpliteracy.org. On the top of the homepage, they just need to click. I mean, it's the weekend or the Thursday after Memorial Day, so what a great way to kick off summer. And it's $100. We have complimentary beer and a signature drink. And you can just purchase tickets there.
So this isn't a competition. So
right.
People that purchase the tickets, they just come and they get a sample of each of the dishes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly. Yep. They walk around and they can sample anything that they want as many times as they want. So it's really not a competition, but I think some of the chefs may think about it as a competition.
I know chefs
are competitive.
They start
thinking about it.
Oh,
yeah. They get a list of McDonald's ingredients. And from the dishes that I had read, just amazing creativity. And it's all about community and for them to, you know, give back.
Mm. So if listeners can't attend the event, how can they still participate in Unwrapped MKE?
There's actually going to be a silent auction that they can, you know, buy and bid on some 26 auction items, really, you know, a lot of great packages. And that's also on the website, sharpliteracy.org. If you click on that Unwrapped Milwaukee, it'll take you right to the page and then click on silent auction. Or if they don't want to do that, they can always just donate.
All right.
Excellent. Do you know any of those packages off the top of your head? I'm just throwing one at you. Do you know any?
Yes, we have Bucks packages. We have a tasting at Central Standard and their new facility that they're building in Harley-Davidson Museum. Mm. We have golf packages, a Kohler experience at one of their golf courses, and all types of sports packages, gift cards. A lot of great items.
I used to work at Kohler out in Sarkville.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, and so they would always talk about all the people that worked there. You know, they would go sometimes and go to the golf course and stuff like that. So I know that's great. That's a great one. That's a great package right there.
That Bucks package sounds exciting too.
Yeah, the Bucks, and we have Brewers Cubs game. I'm sure that package will be a big hit. Especially with the recent Brewers sweep of the Cubs.
Absolutely.
So just a lot of great items. And once you click on, you can see all the items, view the items, and bid often.
Yes. All right. Can we get your web address one more time?
Sure. It's sharpliteracy.org.
Thank you so much for joining us today, Linda. We really appreciate it. This is going to be a great event. Thanks. Look forward to it.
And it's right here in the Third Street Market
Hall. Yeah, absolutely.
Right, yep, Third Street Market Hall.
Oh, thank you so much. It's Linda Sharp from Unwrapped MKE. It's Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.
Thank you.
You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, the Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
It's Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth. Bailey Coleman, Damien. Dame, you.
Yeah.
You still here?
I'm still here. I'm
I know you. I know you were looking at the list of foods, and then you heard Kimberly Sweets was going to be there at Unwrapped MKE, and now I know you're trying to figure out your ticket situation. But look,
I got somebody text me. She texts me right now talking about she want to go. I want to go. I'm going to pay $100. It's a great event.
It's a great event for a great cause.
For a great cause.
And you might find $100. You might try and find some free tickets. A duel.
Maybe a duel can hook a brother up. It's a great event for a great cause.
Yes. Let's go to the True Talk text line. My guy Blake is on hold. Blake, good morning.
I didn't
call you Blake Gump either. I just want you to know. That's Homer's
deal. It's okay. To have a nickname like that, my original nickname is Alpine, like the speaker. My first name is Alpine, and can't nobody in the ghetto say Alpine, so they call me Alpine. So Blake Gump is awesome. And then for Dane to do it and say it, now it's me and Dane, because no relation.
Yep. I be Dame Gump, too. They call me that, too. So I understand that.
Yep. I just got off the phone with my little cousin husband. His name is Marquilio Atkins. And he said, you are one of the best rappers in the state. So I'm going to have to check up your record, bro.
I've been
listening to your music.
Where you been?
Yeah, shout out to him.
He said he ain't talked to you in a while. And home, he said, y'all been a lot to him. And he ain't talked to home in about 14 years. He the one been taking me to the golf course. And I've been kicking. Man, I'm cold. I ain't Tiger, but I don't need no driver neither. You know, Tiger needs a driver, and he needs a personal driver. Whatever you gonna do,
that's right.
Yeah, only because he keep getting caught and slipping over cars and stuff. I was talking to the president. I don't care. But my man Marquillo said, he said Dame and one other guy named Parker, the guy that keeps going. He's on tour with Master Ace. He said you and dude are two of the best rappers in the state, so I'm calling to give you your flowers.
I'll be listening
to your music over the weekend, and that's why I talked to my landlord yesterday, and just from listening to you, I went into my lease, and they trying to break it and make me go month to month, but I declined. I talked to my people, and I'm just going to just keep on paying my rent. It was just late a couple of times, so they was tripping, but I'm paying. They can't fix everything because they knew I was on my lease. I had to talk to you. So now, all of a sudden, everything is fixed in my house.
Well, good.
I was calling to tell you, Marquilio said he loves you. He appreciates you being in his life. And him and Homer haven't talked to each other in 14 years. So pass that wire to Homer, and I appreciate y'all. And, Bill, you call me whatever you want, because y'all my family. I love y'all. I appreciate y'all. Man.
We appreciate you,
because I don't have real family. Yeah, all my family don't deal with me because of what happened to my kid a couple years ago. So, like, Tori, Homer, now Dame, Bill, y'all my family.
We appreciate
family
that.
Ain't always blood. Yeah, family ain't always blood, man. That's why when I asked you to read my story, you know, near-death shooting made him a better father, and Superstar Dads receive awards. It's a lot of us out here that don't get the glory. I'm not looking for it. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get into heaven, man, and making it from where we come from off 26th Street, off 26th and Keith, and off 26th and Lisbon, and making it here, no felonies, be a grown man, and being a good dad and a girl dad. I'm just proud to be alive and be happy in Milwaukee, man. And you represent us well, Dame. You and Baker. I appreciate y'all.
Well, thank you.
Thank you,
Blake.
Thanks, Blake.
And for always being a good sport, man. You have a good day, bro.
You have a good day.
And good weekend, too. Blake, that's why we love it.
Yeah.
That's why we love it here, right?
That's why we love it.
The people that I was going to say constituents, but, you know, I got caught up into my political side, but the listeners that we have are not just listeners. They're family. And in the chat, all the people that come through in the YouTube chat and all of that stuff, as I transition into whatever I do next, I'm definitely going to miss that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You asked earlier if I'm going to miss the mornings now. But I will miss.
You ain't going to miss getting up early.
I will miss that. You know what I'm saying? Because those that come up to me on the streets and be like, oh, I heard you in Homer. You was right. And you know, or they say you was wrong.
You was wrong.
Right.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and it happens. But I'm going to miss my people. And they've become, especially over the last 8 months, since I've been consistent at least two or three times a week. And even when I was just filling in.
Yeah.
They have become, like Blake said, become like family.
Family.
Right.
Yeah.
And every family serves a purpose. And you have different, you know, just like you got your family on your mama's side.
Yeah.
You got your family on your daddy's side.
Yeah.
And like Marty said, you know, family on my daddy's side.
Yeah.
You family on the truth side.
Yeah.
And that's what it is.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Abstract Noir says, Soul Unseen Urban Life MET. That's what's up.
Uh-huh.
You went back, brother.
Okay.
Shout out to my brothers for Urban Life. But anyway, and MET and Soul Unseen. Anyway, yeah, I'm going to miss y'all.
Oh, we definitely go. We're going to have to keep our text chain up because crazy stuff be happening. And you, my brothers, you know, we could talk about those things. You know, you can't talk to everybody about everything. They ain't ready. Yeah. They ain't all ready.
And, you know, y'all can follow me. Y'all can follow me on Instagram. He's got my Instagram thing up there at Dame_LZELLZEY. I'm always posting stuff. Follow me on Facebook.
Yep.
I've received so many friend requests on Facebook since it was announced that I was going to be leaving.
Yeah.
And so y'all just stay in contact with me, see what I got going on next. And not that this ain't even the end of the show, but I just felt like since Blake went on and got sentimental on us,
yeah,
I might as well get sentimental too.
Right. No, no problem. You know what? As a matter of fact, if you can't become a friend, but I love friends, right, on Facebook, follow us.
Yeah.
Dame. Follow me. I'm just Bailey Coleman on there.
Mm-hmm.
I am Bailey Coleman. That's me. You know, follow us because you get the same love, you know, as a follower as you do if you're a friend, you know, because they only allow you to have so many friends.
You Bailey, so you can only get 5,000.
Yeah, that's it.
You can't get
I got two pages, but
I ain't up to 5,000 yet.
You ain't there yet? You will.
I don't be on Facebook like that. But hit me up on Facebook. I really be on Instagram.
I be on both because, you know, and of course on the gram, it's I am Bailey Coleman as well. Just type in my name.
Hit me up on TikTok too.
Yeah.
I think it's my full name on TikTok, Damon Elsie.
Bailey Coleman on TikTok too. Hit me up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna miss Bailey. I ain't gonna miss y'all because I'm gonna still talk to you.
Yeah.
Because I'm gonna get all the scoops on what's going on.
You know you are.
But I just wanna make sure that y'all know that are listening right now that y'all have made an impact on me, even from, you know, from Winky Blue to Al,
mm-hmm,
to Blake,
yeah,
to Sherman Park Al,
yeah,
to all of the people that call in on a regular
Sherman
basis.
Park Al is sitting there right now going, what?
All the people, you know, we argue and stuff,
but it's family.
But it's, you know,
you not have family you members have family, that you exactly. that you argue with. You argue with some of your family members. You don't agree with them all 100%, but you still love them,
right?
You know, and they play a role. Every person that calls here, emails us, hops on our YouTube, all of that. You know what? you mean so much, and you don't even realize how you play a huge role in all of our lives, from the people that call in for What the Business. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is a part of the fabric of, you know, us being here and being a part of the truth.
Right.
And
that's,
you know,
the facts.
Dame, I just want to keep it 100 with you and say it has been my pleasure.
Oh, thank you, babe.
To work with you.
I appreciate
that. I learned
that.
A lot from you.
That really tells me. That really, you trying to make me cry up here.
No,
talking about
that's
the
real.
Great Bailey Coleman and learn something from me.
Listen, if once you stop learning, you might as well forget it.
Yeah.
You can learn. If you're smart, you can learn something from everybody.
Absolutely.
Take a piece of everybody with you, you know, where you go and what you do, because that makes up who you are,
mm-hmm,
as an individual, you know.
Right.
And Xavier, he just jumping in right now, but I got to tell you, I worked with Xavier on other shows, and you know what? I knew from the beginning, I was like, oh, that's going to be a great ad, because he has – valid,
yeah,
important opinions, and he expresses them well. So he'll be a great addition.
Yeah, absolutely. I wish I had the opportunity to be like y'all about to have working with Xavier. Every producer is different.
Yes.
From OG to Will to Xavier from
OG
Rear.
Andrew, that's who we're talking about.
It's everybody's
yes.
different. And but everybody has what they are good at. And,
exactly.
And that's the same with working with you and Homer. It's like everybody has something that they're good at and something that you can look at and be like, oh, Bailey does this excellently, or Homer does this excellently,
yeah,
or something. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And that's how I've always taken something from each one of you and taking something from DT and Telly.
Yeah, DT and Telly. You know, shout out to DT and Telly.
And even a few times before this happened when Kyle would have me on his show.
Yeah.
And you know, Kyle. Shout out to all of the people that I've worked with up here.
Yes.
That have influenced me. Shout out to Melanie Ricks,
yeah,
obviously, and I mentioned this yesterday. I wouldn't, mm-hmm, have been here if not for her pouring into me and saying, hey, man, you kind of good.
Yeah. Shout out to Sheree Harris. She's been a good friend for a long time. And she was also played a huge role.
I'd be remiss if I didn't say Sheree.
Yeah. Yeah. She played a huge role in not only my coming to GKB, because as soon as I left iHeart, she was at the door. Hey, you ready to come over here? So that was such a blessing.
Sheree definitely held me down while I was here. I ain't going to say why, but she know. If she listening, she know. So shout out
to
her.
And definitely Kyle, who a lot of people don't realize was the brand manager of The Truth, longtime brand manager of The Truth from the very beginning, and, you know, opened up the door for me to come over here and be a part of The Truth. And he was like, you coming from the music side, so you know how to talk, or what's going on?
You talking about you know how to talk? Look, DVJ said, DVJ73 just said that my girlfriend says Bailey has a calming effect with her chill voice and demeanor. And that's one of the things that I learned from Bailey is to the even...
Keep it even keel.
Yeah. But I get hyped.
You do.
And I'm going to stay that way.
That's what I was telling him, because I'm like, we all wanted to be on together all the time. Me, you, and Homer. And a lot of people don't realize that or understand why. And that I told him, I said, I could be the calm, because these two brothers, you know.
And y'all know me and Homer go back and forth on some
y'all
stuff.
Yeah, y'all
but
do. Yeah,
but at the end of the day, it's all love.
It's
you know
all
what I'm saying?
Love.
And,
it's all love.
Yeah, I'm going to miss that, man. Yeah. I'm going to miss that. I wish we would have gotten the opportunity to be, like we said yesterday, do what we did yesterday more often.
Yeah.
But everything happens for a reason.
Everything does.
You know, y'all still going to be rocking and grooving on starting on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a new era, and it's going to be a great era for The Truth. I saw some of the other shows that are being programmed in, and, you know, I know these people. And I'm happy for them, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do.
Yeah. By the way, yes, we start a new era on Tuesday. Homer will be back on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Don't everybody freak out. It'll be me and Xavier on Tuesday. So y'all be right here, okay? In the meantime, we're going to run a break. You guys want to get in on this conversation? 833-212-1017. When we come back, we're going to talk about whatever Dame wants to talk about. That's up next on Truth in the Morning.
You are listening to Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube. Truth in the Morning returns after this on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and streaming live on 101.7 The Truth on YouTube.
Yeah, I got them twos for you, but not them steps though. A deuce, deuce, hit you twice, leave you wet, Joe. Hit your button, hit your chest, and
not your back, though. Leaking Burgundy on the flow. Forgive them, Wally, cause I don't think they really know. My problem's medical, guess just let the metal go. The road was rough, you push the pedal to the flow. Me, no, I slow down a bit, ease up a bit, so I can see all of it like Jordan on the fast break, looking for his brother Pip.
All right, Dave.
All right. That's me.
Do the intro.
Do the intro. Welcome back to 101.7 The Truth. I am the MC, Dame LZ, along with my sister,
Bailey Coleman.
And what you were just listening to was Black Elephant Two Step. Shout out to Xavier, who went and looked that up real quick. Xavier, you be on. I like you.
Xavier,
already.
Be on it.
Just, come on, man.
Someone called in and suggested
Why did you just land here, Xavier, though? They could have put you in here a long time ago.
Listen, man.
What? I don't even know what happened.
Whoever called in and said play Two Step, thank you. Because that's 22 years ago now.
All right, then.
And them bars still hit hard.
Yes.
Mm. And I got on the Black Elephant shirt today.
There you go.
There we go.
B.E.
B.E. This is for the 20th anniversary we had, you know, a couple years ago around Thanksgiving.
Okay.
It was dope. But shout out to Xavier for playing that. That was unexpected.
Yeah.
My mind's so quick, my rhymes don't have to be. I'm four bars ahead. You eight beats after me. Actually, it's more like light years. I'm Milwaukee's best and y'all just light beers. matter of fact, you probably shouldn't be here. You could get the, like Deborah did, I make it clear. I like that rap too.
Yeah.
I obviously like that rap because I still remember it 20 years later. You know what I mean?
On the True Talk text line, Wayne said, Bailey, why did you tell us Black Thought was doing a cameo on Dame's last show? Hey, I didn't know. You know how it goes.
Hey, I often get compared to Black Thought.
It's
a comparison I take. It used to make me upset.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm doing my own thing. What are you talking about? But you have to understand when people make comparisons, they compare you to somebody that they know.
Yeah.
And if they know, if they're comparing you, that means they like you.
That is
now,
true.
Now, if they compare you to Silk the Shocker or something like that, then you'd be upset.
Oh, come on. But, why you put your brother out like that?
But they compare me to Black Thought, so I gotta love that.
You gotta love that? I did.
I'm with that.
So, Dame, what do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
There's one final message.
My final message, because it's not going to be my final message like I'm dying. Or
right.
Anything,
but, no, nothing like that.
But on this platform, is that I am eager to see what the future is going to hold for me and for, I'm eager to watch y'all. You know what I'm saying? And listen, I'm going to still be listening. I'm eager to listening to Homer and Bailey.
We gonna let y'all know where Dame ends up at.
Yeah,
because it probably will still be in.
There's some things.
Hopefully, hopefully it'll be in the family.
Yeah,
we'll be close.
Yeah, and
so we gonna let y'all know.
Yeah, there's some things going on, and so whatever happens and whatever takes place, I may do a podcast or something. I'll let y'all know. I got people offering me to run it for me and stuff like that because I don't know how to do none of that stuff.
You know what I'm saying?
There you go. I may do something like that, but I don't know. But whatever it holds, I'm eager to see because even though I'm out the equation, it's a beautiful thing to have all of these this situation where you have the Black newspaper, you have the Black WNOV, a historic radio station in Milwaukee, and now you have the acquisition of the Truth. And essentially, it could be something great.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
If all goes well and everything lines up.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know unless you try.
You don't know unless you try.
And as a Black person, I am definitely, even though, and that's what I'm saying, y'all, my Blackness runs deep. And so even though it didn't work out between me and the new company, I still want it to be successful because as a Black person in Milwaukee, you want that to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely.
You want it to have an effect on the Black community. And
absolutely.
And if I could say that, that's the difference between me and a lot of other people. I've never taken stuff and made it personal. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely.
And it's all of the bigger picture is, and in this, the bigger picture is, you've got this conglomerate, this Black media that is consolidating Black media in Milwaukee and hopefully consolidating it and moving it forward.
Yes.
And creating a space for Black Milwaukee to grow.
Yes.
And if it's a benefit or can be a benefit for Black Milwaukee, I'm for it.
I'm for it, too. Hey, you know what? The reality is that there are some distinguished, powerful Black people behind this movement. And I want to call it a movement because it's a culmination of great media, great Black media here in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
You know, and so you got to look at that and look at the possibility of the levels of success it could have.
Mm-hmm.
And in a time when there aren't a lot of things that provide sure footing for people of color.
Right.
This seems to be one of the ones that has the opportunity to assist in providing that key information that Black people need. Because I'm going to tell you now, there's a lot of places you can go to get your information. But are they reliable?
Mm-hmm.
Is it coming to you from your vantage point? Is it going to provide the information that you need right here locally to be successful? Those are key things that, you know, you need to know and you need to be able to come to a source or sources that will provide that type of information to you as a person of color, mm-hmm. because you could get information. But is it valuable information and does it apply to your particular life?
Absolutely.
You can get information anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You turn on all kinds of TVs and TV stations, but is it the truth?
Right.
And that's what you need to know. Is it the truth for you? Because there's also different sources that say they provide the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But as we know, as you look at situations across the country right now, I mean, there's lots of telling you to your face.
Right.
And it is a version of the truth.
Shout out to Aaron Kawanda, said, God bless Dame for the ladies.
Yeah.
For the ladies.
Y'all crazy.
That might be the name of my podcast. I might name it For the Ladies.
Oh, goodness.
Because ladies mark like smart brothers. Uh-huh. And that'd be the tagline.
Ladies but, like smart.
For the ladies. And then I just talk my stuff. Y'all just make sure y'all follow me on. And shout out to Bailey again for those. For Bailey always got the words. Shout out. Y'all follow me on Instagram, Dame_LZELLZEY. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on TikTok. And make sure that you stay tapped in with me.
Yeah.
Because I'm going to keep myself tapped in to the community. Like, this ain't going to stop me from being.
Because you've always
in the community.
Been tapped in.
Right. And so. You want to know what's going on? Holler at me. I'm going to have it on my page. Holler at me. Whether it's me or whether it's somebody else, I'm going to support. I've always supported everyone. So come through.
Yes.
Check me out on Instagram, Dame_LZ. Facebook, my name, Damien LZ. TikTok, whatever it is. And stay tapped in and get what I got coming next. Love y'all.
Man. Dame, it's been a pleasure.
It's been my pleasure to learn from you and Homer, Bailey, and everyone else. And shout out to everyone who's taught me something, anything over here. Kyle, Dr. Ken, Sherwin, everybody. You know what I'm saying? Tori, everybody has played an impactful role in me taking this platform serious.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know, I'm going to talk to you.
Shout out to my babies.
Oh,
all five of y'all.
Three of y'all. Oh, five.
Love y'all. Peace.
All right, y'all. I will see you this coming Tuesday. It'll be me and Xavier in, and then Wednesday, Homer returns. It's Truth in the Morning on 101.7 The Truth.